At night, the house creaked. "Thiefly footsteps," said Libby. "It's the furniture warping," said Mum. Libby thought she said the furniture was walking, and she could well believe it. The dressing room table had feet with claws. Why shouldn't it walk in the dark, tugging fretfully this way and that, because the clawed feet pointed in opposite directions? The bath had feet too. Libby imagined it galloping out of the bathroom and tobogganing downstairs on its stomach like a great white walrus plunging into the sea. If someone held the door open, it would whiz up the path and crash into the front gate. If someone held the gate open, it would shoot across the road and hit the district nurse's car, which she parked under the streetlight opposite. Libby thought of the headlines in the local paper, "Nurse run over by bath," and giggled, until she heard the creaks again. Then she hid under the bedclothes. In his bedroom, Martin heard the creaks too. But he had a different reason for worrying. In the attic, where the dry rot lurked, there was a big oak wardrobe full of old dead lady's clothes. It was directly over his head. Supposing it came through. Next day, he moved his bed.